Many different fish species call the lakes and rivers of Missouri home. These fish range from the smallest minnow to the largest catfish. In the KMZU Newsmaker series, Hook, Line, and Sinker, we are pulling different species of fish out of the water and onto the airwaves. Joining us today is Trish Yasger, a fisheries management biologist with the Missouri Department of Conservation, to talk about the paddlefish that lives in local waterways and how to possibly find and catch it.
Historically, they're a river fish. So they run up the Missouri and Mississippi rivers and a lot of the larger tributaries. And in our area around here, they're historic to the Osage River Basin. So we also find them in the reservoirs, that being Lake of the Ozarks, Truman Lake, and down in Table Rock, where we've created a population.
What types of bait or lures would you recommend using to catch them? And if an angler is not using a rod and reel, what other methods would work?
Paddlefish are a plankton feeder, so in order to feed, they just swim around with their mouth open, filtering out plankton. They will not take a bait, so you're going to need to blind snag them. So to do this, you're going to want a heavy, stiff surf rod. A lot of them are 6 to 7 foot, and you're going to want heavy pound, 100 pound or greater test line, because getting 80 pound fish is not uncommon. To that line, you're going to want to tie a heavy 16 ounce weight to the end of the line, and then you're going to attach either 2 to 3 treble hooks. You're going to want to attach the first treble hook about 1.5 to 2 foot off the bottom, and then tie the hooks about a couple feet apart.
Why does the paddlefish have a short season compared to other Missouri species?
Well, they're filter feeders, and in the spring of the year, they make spawning migrations to the rivers to spawn, and three things make them run. The daylight, they're looking for an increase of flow, and ideally water temperature is 50 to 55, and they're going up to spawn over the gravel bars.
What are the fishing regulations within Missouri for paddlefish?
There's a lot of them, and a lot of them are very specific to the paddlefish. We have a daily limit of 2 fish, so you can have 4 in the possession. There's a statewide 24-inch minimum length limit, and that's measured from the eye to the fork of the tail. However, in the reservoirs and the tributaries draining into them, so in other words, in Lake of the Ozarks, Truman, and Table Rock Lake, and any water draining into them, the length limit is 34 inches. And I always want to tell people when measuring these fish, you really want to get them laying flat down and then measure them. Other important regulations is once you've caught a legal paddlefish, it can't be released. In other words, it needs to be retained or kept. On Lake of the Ozarks, Truman, and the Osage River, once you've taken your second fish, you're done snagging for the day. You need a fishing permit unless you're exempt if you're snagging or driving the boat. Most of the snagging is done by trolling out in a boat. You can bank snag for them. There's a lot of regulations on the eggs. The extracted eggs, paddlefish eggs, are a suitable substitute for caviar. So they are wanted by some people, but the extracted eggs cannot be possessed while on the water or banks or transported outside of the fish, and the eggs cannot be bought, sold, or offered for sale. Since the fish does have a length limit on it, it cannot be cleaned on the water, so you need to make sure you're off the water before you clean the fish. You cannot use the paddlefish parts as bait, and there's some closed areas that you're not allowed to snag. Like on Lake of the Ozarks, it's closed to paddlefish snagging from Truman Dam all the way down to Highway 65 Bridge. And on the Osage River below Bagnell, there's a closed zone from Bagnell Dam to Highway 54. And make sure you look at the code book, read the regulations, because there's a lot more regulations out there on them.
Does the fish need to be registered with the MDC or the state once it's caught?
No, it doesn't. However, we do have a tagging study going on, and we've been tagging. We're in the 5th year of a 5-year project, and we're putting metal jaw bands on the lower lip of them. And so we're asking snaggers to please call that jaw band in if you happen to get one with a tag, because if you call one in, we'll send you a T-shirt with an I Caught a Missouri Paddlefish on it, and you'll be entered into a drawing for up to $500. But if the fish is not tagged, no, you do not need to report them in.
For more information about Missouri paddlefish fishing and the regulations, visit our website at KMZU.com. For KMZU News, I'm Dan Watson.